Up next is Katsumi H.
Southern Alabama with the guitar jam, and that's where we're headed. Straight up to Butte, Montana, singing, Lord, I was born a rambling man. California to Oregon, even New York City got one or two hillbillies ready to hit the road. It's a brother and a sister kind of thing. Raise up your hands if you all wanna hang with me and my gang. Train, grab hold of them reins. We're gonna rock this thing, cock this thing. Me and my gang. Yeah, me and my gang. We got hippies, gypsies, freaks, and geeks. High class of women and Daisy Duke denim. Banging on gongs and singing our songs. Dude named El Rock jamming on an iPod. Some brother and a sister kind of thing. Raise up your hands if you all wanna hang with me and my gang. We live to ride, we ride to live. Me and my gang. Jump on that train, grab a hold of them reins. We're gonna rock this thing, cock this thing. Me and my gang.
Wave girl, because you always send waves.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Katsumi H, I think you should ask someone else to mix your stuff or have someone else listen to it first before you send it to us, because it's still doing that thing where it's mixed more in one ear than the other.
I have that too.
It's more in the right side than the other. And maybe there's something wrong with your microphone or your recording program.
Yeah.
Or at least ask
somebody to convert it for you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
In this one, I thought the music was in one ear, and the, it sounded like it was completely panned to me on this one.
No, it wasn't.
For me, it wasn't. The music was in both ears, but her voice was only, her voice was in both ears, but, more in the right.
I would say 65% in the right, and then 45% in the left.
No, 35%.
Really? For me, it wasn't that.
No, 65 and 35.
Oh.
Because 45
and... there was an extra 10%.
Woo.
Oh, math.
I'm calling you out on your math, Lulu.
No.
Basically, that's what this is.
No, it's 1:30 in the morning.
I know.
I'm so ashamed.
I guess on this, I liked your attitude. I wrote liked your tude.
Me too.
This was the best energy that you've had on a song yet, in my opinion. It still wasn't there fully for me because this song is so, like, high. We are hanging out, doing our thing. Woo! Yeah. And there was still just, like, a little not enough for me.
Yeah, I wrote that down, too.
But
I thought... Oh, go ahead, sorry.
But I still think that energy-wise, you're improving, and you're, like, getting there. And yeah. I like that you're improving. That, like, makes me really happy. Yeah. I liked your... I liked when you were, like, we're gonna rock this thing, cock this thing, and you went, like... Or something.
Yeah,
was that like a kissy noise?
Oh, that was I think it was like the cocking of the gun.
Yeah,
I guess.
I thought it was like a kissing noise.
Yeah,
that was cute though.
I like your voice in general as a thing. I just think you have a really pretty tone, and you just have a very nice voice.
Yeah.
You
have good control over your voice.
Yes, you do.
Not a lot of people can do that, so that's nice to hear for once.
You do have very good
control. Like, your runs actually sound like runs and not like you're having a seizure as you're singing. So that's good.
Yeah, I liked your runs. I said that. I thought towards the end, there's, like, a part when you said, like, grab hold of them reins, and you did a run on it. And the run itself was very, musically speaking, correct and good. I liked it. But... energy-wise, it just wasn't there for me. Like, I wish you had really, like, bam with that. And then there was one part when you spoke. I think it was the third We Live to Ride or Write or whatever.
Yeah.
You, like, spoke, and that was just... No, I did not like that. I didn't like the speaking.
I liked it at first, but I thought it should be, like, the first two were speaking, and then the third you sing it. Because then after it repeats too much, it just gets kind of
I just didn't like that for some reason.
It gets
reason.
Old really quickly.
I don't know.
Unless you have, like, a really funky attitude about it. Which you did. You had, like, a sexy attitude. But we get tired of hearing sexy after a while. Because we're women.
Yes.
And,
and you don't have a penis, unfortunately. or maybe you do. I don't know.
This critique is going
judging.
Into weird territories.
I thought for... like, the na-nas and the parts where, like, you yelled some lines.
Yeah.
It was kind of, like, in a half-shouty voice.
Yeah.
So, just, like, more. Just put more. I like your energy so far and your attitude. Just more.
Yes. Just keep
adding
more.
If the song calls
more.
For it. Don't, like, do that for every song because that's annoying.
Yes.
But for songs like this, more. Otherwise, I really liked it.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought the na-na-nas were off and the ooh before the na-na-nas. Sounded like it started off and then you got it back on pitch, but that kind of like was like
Well, I'm done.
Yeah,
me too.
Up next is Jeffers.
Grandma burned the biscuits, nearly took the house down with it. Now she's in assisted living. We all knew that day would come. Knew she was too gone to drive. The day she parked on I-65, found her on the shoulder crying. She didn't know where she was. Like her mind just quit. Oh, but bring up Grandpa. It's like someone flipped a switch. A front porch light on a blue Dakota. A couple of straws and a Coca-Cola. You can see it all going down. A handsome boy in army green. A tear on his face, down on her knees. Shaky voice, a diamond ring. She'll put you in that town. Tomorrow she won't remember what she did today. But just ask her about Ellsworth, Kansas. 1948. She takes out his medals, a cigar box of letters, sits and scatters pictures, black and white of days gone by. He started losing her when she lost him, but to see her carry on, you swear she's 17 again. Football games and leaves are cracking, walking her home in this leather jacket. You can see it all going down. A perfect night on the front porch glider, saying goodnight for the next 3 hours. Her tired eyes go wide and bright when she talks about that town. Tomorrow she won't remember what she did today, but just ask her about Ellsworth, Kansas, 1948. While the world is fading all around her, sharing a Sunday at the counter, he's going on and on about her, but she's right there right now. Tomorrow she won't remember what she did today, but just ask about Ellsworth, Kansas, 1948.
Jeffers. Okay, in your email, you specifically said that for me, you would sing a non-cutesy song. But you lied, Jeffers. You lied to my face, and now I'm gonna cry. Oh. I wrote in my notes, capital letters, you lied.
Let's see.
Then maybe everything he says sings will be so adorable.
Cute. It was.
Yeah. God, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I think like the harmonies. We're just you're like really good at doing harmonies, apparently, because last night's were really good and tonight's were really good. So get rid of the toddlers and the chipmunks and just do your own harmonies.
Yeah. Jeffers, you're so good. Like, you were still a little pitchy at some parts. I think that's just the nature of Jeffers. I just, accept it. I'm like, oh, there's Jeffers.
Pitchy.
But I didn't write anything.
I didn't either.
For notes. Good. I literally wrote this. OMG Jeffers sobs. This was so cute. As in, oh, it's so sad, this song.
I know. It took me a while to figure out what the song was about. And then, when I did, I was like, aww.
Aww. Aww. I wrote aww in big letters too.
I know, it was really cute. This song was, this was a good choice for you. And I like that you did this because it's definitely one of the more obscure Rascal Flatts songs.
And it's not what hurts the most. So,
it's not what hurts
you. Thank you, Jeffers.
Thank you, Jeffers. This was good. I really don't have anything else to say.
Me neither.
I have a few things. I liked his emotion a lot, but I think what I like about Jeffers' voice in general is not so much the cuteness, but how much he always seems like he means what he's saying.
Yeah. He's really genuine with the song.
He's so
most of the time.
Genuine.
If it's some angry thing, he sounds like he's living in Candyland and he's angry because he doesn't have enough gumdrops or something. But if it's some sweet, nice, heartfelt emotion sort of thing, It sounds like he means it. And it's like, aww.
Yeah, I was picturing him being the grandson singing to his grandma in the rocking chair on the porch or something.
Yeah.
Dressed as his teddy bear.
It doesn't really sound that fake, so that's good. It's believable. And I wrote articulation again.
Yeah, so, you do that weird, like...
You did again. I was like, oh, Jeffers.
This is how he pronounces it.
You said again. But don't do that. I know, but I pronounce things weird, too. You hear me. But I try not to do that when I'm singing, or at least when I'm singing in a recorded version. When I sing in the shower, I don't care. I say words wrong, I make up words, but... I don't know, Jeffers, maybe... I don't know, think more about what you're saying as you're singing it.
Like, yeah, because when you sing again, I don't know, maybe... then it's up in your nose, but if you sing again, then it's like down in your chest voice or something.
Yeah, like really breathe out the vowels and pronounce every, like the ends and the beginnings of every word, because it always gets jumbled up in there. Yeah. Maybe you can like, I don't know, listen to some Broadway or something where they over-articulate words a lot.
Yeah,
and try to do that. Because when you try to do it in a way that's almost ridiculous, and then maybe it'll end up sound... Like, it'll sound weird to you when you're saying it.
Yeah.
But, but that's, like, because you're used to hearing your own voice. So, like, always overdo it. And even if it sounds stupid to you, like, go back the next day and listen to it again. And then just keep doing that until you hit those consonants really hard. And that's it.
Yeah, that was really good advice, Lulu.
Thank you.
But don't do it when you sing. Just practice. Well,
yes,
don't. Yeah,
practice.
Yeah.
No, do it when you sing. Wait, why?
Well, not like overly. Like, we don't want him to be like.
No, do.
Blah, I don't know.
I want to hear him do it overly when he sings. Like, I want Jeffers to channel some of like Russ and Alana with their very precise articulation.
But don't overdo that, because like,
no, but even if he tries to overdo it probably
that's,
will end
that's
up
true.
Being like
the normal. Perfect medium.
Yeah Because like once you try to overdo it, then you'll get the feel of how it should be.
That's true.
While you're saying it, like, you'll get the feel of how your mouth should form the words, because I know, because I stumble over my words all the time when I normally speak, but when I'm recording I try not to do that. It takes like extra concentration just to speak normally. So for me, that's what I do. I try to go as over the top as possible while still like listening back and hearing to make sure I'm in the right, you know, scope of normal speaking. So yeah, that's all.
Okay.
Done.
Up next is Dylan.
I can take the rain on the roof of this empty house. That don't bother me. I can take a few tears now and then and just let them out. I'm not afraid to cry every once in a while. Even though going on with you gone, it still upsets me. There are days every now and again I pretend I'm okay. But that's not what gets me. What hurts the most was being so close and having so much to say and watching you walk away and never knowing what could have been and not seeing that loving you is what I was trying. Hard to deal with the pain of losing you everywhere I go. I'm doing it. It's hard to force that smile when I see our old friends and I'm alone. Still harder getting up, getting dressed, living with this regret. But I know if I could do it over, I would trade, give away all the words that I saved in my heart that I've left unspoken. What hurts the most is being so close and having so much to say and watching you walk away. Never knowing what could have been, not seeing that love in you is what I was trying to do. Was being so close, yeah, yeah, watching you walk away, never knowing what could have been, yeah, yeah, is what I was trying to do, not seeing that loving you.
I'm so glad you picked a different instrumental.
Me too. Oh, I love this arrangement.
I would have shot myself in the head. Yeah.
It sounded like you arranged it again to me. I'm not sure if you did or not.
Did he? That'd be cool.
Oh, God. It was so good.
Awesome. It was. I love how you sounded like you were about to cry throughout, like, the majority of the song. Because I'm disturbed. No.
I think he started drinking again. Yeah.
Yeah, the alcohol is coming back. No. So, like, oh my God. I literally wrote, I love the backtrack, and then I stopped because it was just so good. Like, yeah. Oh, I loved it.
This is the least amount of notes I've written so far.
I love the intensity. Sobs.
So, yeah, this is really good.
Oh, I thought some of the held out notes sounded, like, really strained, and, like, the say in the choruses sounded a little too low for you, but that's just nitpicking, because this was epic.
Yeah. I actually liked when he went into the high parts. It was
intense. It was, like, really intense and emotionally charged.
Yeah, like, they sounded, really like, strained, but it matched the emotion.
Yeah. Very emotional journey you just took us on, Dylan. Actually, Dylan, in your email, you wrote that you dedicated the song to Jeffers because you love him so much.
Did it really say that?
It was in between the lines. Yeah. Oh. Pretty much.
I was like, did it say that? I totally missed that.
Oh, it did. It did, guys. Trust
me.
Did.
Okay.
I know.
Ah, I love it. Okay, I'm done.
Me too. Done.